California churches continue to catch the Holy Spirit wave of revival, this time with the largest number of baptisms Calvary Chapel Church in Chino Hills, California, has ever seen. Hear more about the incredible testimonies of baptisms from Calvary right after this message from our sponsors.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important, but 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
Calvary Chapel Church in Chino Hills, California, followed the lead of many California churches and held a service outdoors on the sands of Corona Del Mar State Beach. Due to Governor Gavin Newsom's restrictions on gathering in person at physical church locations, Calvary Chapel took to Chino Hills, Newport Beach to hold what turned out to be the biggest wave of baptisms the congregation had ever seen. In the past, when Calvary Chapel held baptism services, around 300 people chose to dedicate their life to Jesus. This time around, 1,000 people, including children, publicly declared their faith in Jesus Christ. Calvary Chapel Church Director Gina Gleason told CBN News that California may be experiencing a spiritual revival. Gleason commented on the baptism, saying it's remarkable and a significant number. Calvary Chapel shared a recap video on its Instagram feed, highlighting the joyous celebration of mask-wearing, socially distanced attendees. The response overflowed with comments from people who chose to get baptized that day, while others proclaimed the good news of the event. Regardless of political and racial tension in our nation, Calvary Chapel, as well as countless other churches, have made it abundantly clear that the Holy Spirit is still at work and moving in people's lives. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.